but I say to the Russian representative on his phone as I speak that I stand here also as a black man whose ancestors were taken in chains from Africa at the barrel of a gun to be enslaved, whose ancestors rose up and fought in a great rebellion of the enslaved. Imperialism, I know it when I see it, and I will call it out for what it is. In this week, when I'm here talking to other partners around the world about our shared futures and the future of the UN, Russia is trying to return us to a world of the past, a world of imperialism, a world of redrawing borders by force, a world without the UN Charter. We cannot allow this to happen. Ukraine's fight matters to all of us. The UK will remain Ukraine's staunchest supporter.
Folks, so it's been a long time since I did a sort of quick and dirty video on something that was which was in the news recently. And when I saw David Lammy at the United Nations, I've been sort of stewing it over, and I was thinking, like, come on, everybody knows that David Lammy is a complete clown. Everybody knows that he's a joke and a muppet. And there's this kind of tendency to let it slide that, like, we've now got David Lammy talking great power politics on our behalf at the United Nations. And I find it absolutely mortifying. I find it just an abomination. I find it ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. I mean, obviously, I cannot stand the Tories and I cannot stand David Cameron, but he at least brings a kind of old school, kind of eaten toff. You get the sense that he's like read books and all of this. Whereas I look at David Lammy and I just think, what the hell is going on? But rather than just sort of slag him off, I thought we could take a step back, because when this was doing the rounds, I was actually listening to Academic Agent. He was going through Adam Curtis documentaries, which I really like. And the one they were going through was called The Power of Nightmares. And in it, I find it interesting because it kind of links with David Lammy sitting at the United Nations saying what he said. Because it isn't just the fact that David Lammy's like representing us at the United Nations. It's actually what he said and how he got there. And what was the thinking of the West that this situation could come upon us. And in Curtis's The Power of Nightmares, that he's talking about really how bullshit narratives are created within the deep state and within the governments and media complexes to kind of form a meta of how people in the West, and it's not just the West, you know, he talks about revolutionary movements around the world and this kind of thing, which I'll come on to. And when you look back at the story of how David Lammy got there, who backed him is interesting as well. The kind of the woke politics, the racial communism stuff. And when you can trace it all the way back to, say, the civil rights in America, there's the Equalities Act. So there's been this long sort of story where it's an objective good that we have things like racial equality in the West. It's an objective good that we kind of cry our eyes out at something like slavery, and we give all of these people of color, as they call them, a leg up, and we give them this diversity quotas and all of this. And really, this has been, as over the course of my life, this has been something which was a kind of mild irritation, and it ends up being and coming to the point where these, and it was kind of accepted. You could kind of think, okay, well, we don't want to be mean, we don't want to be horrible to people. But what's happened is that something was, which was like a minor offshoot or a small branch of Western civilization in you know, recent Western civilization has come to overwhelm everything and become the main kind of trunk of the tree instead of just the branch. And so you end up with what David Lammy was talking about is a negation of Western civilization, in my view, or it is an Americanized sort of negation of what we would normally think of as being a European civilization, which comes in with their civil rights codes and all of that. So this is the kind of like the lineage of where David Lammy's coming from in his thinking. And what's interesting about Curtis's documentary is that he sort of delves into mainly Islamic sort of revolutionary movements and how they saw the West as well. And what I thought was fascinating, you know, was that, so David Lammy's saying, as a black man, of course, it matters. It's supposed to matter to this Russian who is called Vasily Nebenzia. And if you look at his Wikipedia page, he's been around for a long time. He's been a diplomat since Russia was the Soviet Union. He would have been working within the Russian power structure as the Soviet Union collapsed. He's been through all of that, the 90s era when Russia was on its arse. He's obviously got his job with Putin, and then he's come in and he's working with Putin and with the BRICS, and he's been around a bit. He's in his 60s. He's seen a lot. And you just think, what is his impression? Like, when he is sitting across the table in the United Nations, and he's looking across and he's being lectured to by David Lammy, and David Lammy is saying, I sit here as a black man and I know what imperialism is. I know what oppression is. So David Lammy's frame here is that because he's a black man and black people were once slaves, he automatically feels a sort of empathy with the Ukrainians because they are now being sort of crushed and depressed by the Russians. Now, okay, whatever. I mean, I've been called a Russian shill before, even though I've never got any content anywhere like shilling for Russia. But the weird thing about this is that the Russians have got their own story behind this as well. And their story is that America has had it in for them for a long time and that the Cold War never really ended. And after that happened, the West kept encroaching and encroaching upon the sort of the Russian spheres of interest. Again, whatever you make of that, that's how they seem to look at it. That they just objectively, that is the story that they've told themselves. Whereas from David Lammy's perspective and the perspective of the Western power structure, our story is one of liberation. Our story is one of freeing the people of the world so that they can all be liberals under American hegemony. And so David Lammy is actually sitting there from the Russian perspective as a representation of, he is there sort of complaining about imperialism and the history of imperialism, but he's doing so as a diplomat representing from the perspective of the Russia and a lot of other people around the world as representing an empire. Like, that's why he's there. He's there because he represents the American empire and their interests. And what's interesting is that when you then drill down further and you see what David Lammy was actually saying and the race communism stuff, the civil rights stuff, that's all American as well. That's not really rooted in anything to do with England or British history. Or that's all 1960s, Martin Luther King, civil rights, all of this. All of that is an American construct which is being exported around the world. Think about how they had the Black Lives Matter statues in Afghanistan, the rainbow flag especially, this woke imperialism which is going on everywhere. And what I find interesting is that when you get down to it, I mean, I don't think David Lammy understands any of this. I don't think he really cares. I'm not even sure if he even wrote that script. The stuff about him being black suggests that he might have done. But what I find fascinating about all of this is that we've arrived at a situation where when you've got somebody like David Lammy representing your civilization on the world stage, it's essentially like a negation of civilization. Because you'll notice when David Lammy's talking about imperialism, he's actually kind of talking about the British Empire. Thus, he's talking about the country that he represents. He's there as a representative on the world stage of Britain, and his ideology is anti-Britain. It is anti the British Empire. And so from the perspective of not just the Russians, but people from the Chinese or anybody from anywhere in the world outside of the West, the representatives of the West are anti-Western. They view the history of the West as an abomination, as something evil and oppressive. And here's the thing, when you move on a little bit and you look at the history of these sort of third worldist revolutionary movements around the world, which plays in with a lot of the BRICS, you know, you think of the Palestinians, you think of the Iranians, you think of a lot of these struggles in Africa. You can think of it in the terms of the Chinese and the Russians, though it's kind of, it's a bit much to think of the Chinese than that way. But they can see, well, the West has had it too good for too long, where the dollar is politicized and it's this form of imperialism, which they kind of throw their weight around in the world and it gets on our nerves. And we want to see an end to it. We want our own financial systems and all of the rest of it. And you look in with Dugin and all of this kind of thing, this general kind of third worldist sentiment, which is now surging all around the world outside of the West. Well, that's anti-imperialist as well. That's like this revolutionary struggle against Western hegemony, against Western capitalism. And so one of our most prominent representatives in the United Nations kind of agrees with them. He kind of agrees that, yeah, the history of the West is one of oppression. It is evil. It is, and we have to oppose it. And so you think, well, what is it? What does he represent? What is he there for? And it's where you've got, this is why I mentioned the power of nightmares. It's where you've got like these sort of competing sort of bullshit stories have now collided with each other. And both of them are sort of forms of anti-Western, anti-European sentiment. And what's just so staggering is that the one that's representing the West is David Lammy. The representative of the West is anti-Western. What does that say? What does that say to all of these people from around the world? It says there's nothing there. They represent nothing. They represent a negation, a pure negation of Western civilization. And so you kind of think to yourself, it's how is that tenable? How is it tenable that the people on the outside of the West have these opinions where the West is evil, European history is an abomination, and we need to bring it all down? But then the people who are actually supposed to be defending Western interests are also anti-Western. Who the hell is pro-West here? Is anybody pro-West that represents us on the world stage? I just find this to be mind-boggling. One of the dangers with this, I think, is that you can put out these narratives and you can put out these kind of bullshit stories. I mean, one of the things that Curtis talks about is the sort of the dirty bomb wasn't really much of a thing. The war on terror was mainly kind of a load of crap narrative. You can go all the way back to the 60s counterculture. All of this in the end came out of intelligence agencies and think tanks. It was all containment. But it seems like it gets to a point where it kind of overwhelms it. As I said, it kind of becomes the main tree of civilization rather than just like an interesting little sort of offshoot of it. And so when that happens, that it's as if the system has got lost in the fog of its own bullshit. The system no longer really understands which way is up and which way is down, and you end up with somebody who was anti your civilization representing you in the United Nations. And it was the look of the Russian fella that I just thought he is completely bamboozled by this, by this degree of insanity in the West, where he is thinking this used to be like a crazy little thing, in a little sort of niggle that Western culture had, and it's become the all. The part has now become the all, and he's staring into the face of madness, of absolute and complete insanity. And this, I feel, is just completely untenable in the long term. I'll catch you later, folks.